You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Talu is a biometric card that's aiming to enhance accessibility and make financial services more accessible to everyone. But you can't develop and enhance a product like this without support and insight from the blind and partially sighted community. And that's where RNIB have come in. I'm joined now by Sabine Croxford, RNIB's Inclusive Design Manager. Sabine, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Before we start with the Talu card, Sabine, could you just explain a little bit about what inclusive design is all about and why it's so important for RNIB customers?
Well, inclusive design obviously makes sure that whatever we're designing includes as many people as possible. So when we're talking about RNIB customers, we're talking about people who are blind or partially sighted. And there are obviously different challenges for different people, depending on what they can and what they can't see. And we want to make sure that any services, any products, any apps and websites that people have to use, that they are as inclusively designed as possible so that they can carry out the same tasks as people who are sighted.
Well, how did the relationship with the team at TaluCard come about?
We were approached by TaluCard because they wanted to design an inclusively designed biometric card, and they realized the importance of making sure that the card was tested with blind and partially sighted people. And that's where our team comes in, because we've got a large database of blind and partially sighted people who help us with the testing, so we can carry out realistic tasks with any product, services or websites to make sure that their needs are included when things are developed.
How did the work with RNIB actually change the Talu card, the product itself? What was different?
So what we looked at initially, because we didn't have a physical card yet, is we look at the visual design of the card. So we make sure that the font size it is sufficient, that the contrast is very good. So we reviewed the card that Talu had designed. We looked at the contrast, we looked at the font size, design of the card, and any tactile markings on the card as well, just to make sure that it ticks all the boxes. There might always be people for who it's difficult to use a standardized card, but we want to make sure that we include as many people as possible.
And Talu are also involved in RNIB's tried and tested program. Tell us a bit about what's involved.
So tried and tested is something that RNIB has developed a few years ago. And what it means is that we work with the company and make sure that the product, as a first step, really ticks all the boxes from a standard point of view, or good principle and good design guidelines point of view. And then the next step is for us in the team to do an expert assessment, as we call it, to make sure that it actually works as intended. So when you design something on paper or on a computer screen, it doesn't always relate to how it comes out in practice. So we then want to have a look at the card itself, make sure that it works. And particularly if you're talking about tactile information, for example, you can't really assess that on a computer screen. And we want to make sure that that's as good as possible before we invite the users. And that is the third step of the tried and tested process, where we invite users to go through whatever it is that they need to do. So for a biometric card, they obviously need to register their fingerprints. If there's an app linked to it, we need to make sure that the app is accessible. So we test all that first, and then we guide the user through that process from start to finish, really, and see if they can complete the task or whether they need to have any help at any point. And then we can communicate that back to the company and see where they need to make improvements. And we might do some retesting after that, and if all is good, then the company gets rewarded RNIB tried and tested.
And what kinds of products and services have taken part in the tried and tested program in the past?
It's a variety. So it could be websites or apps, for example. We've worked with financial companies. We've also done testing on showers, electronic showers, for example. Things like ATMs we've tested in the past, various apps or phones, televisions, so anything that the company really wants to recognize that the work that they have put in and that they've worked with RNIB and incorporated end users in the testing, they approach us. And if we go through the process and the company has implemented all the recommendations that we've come up with, then they're awarded tried and tested.
And if there are other product developers listening, what's the best way to get in touch and start working with RNIB's inclusive design team?
So we've got a website, so RNIB business link is the email. So you can contact RNIB's helpline and they can forward you to the right team. Or there is a website that we can you can contact RNIB as well.
And if people listening would like to get involved with the RNIB side and try some of these services and products out for themselves and take part in that from a testing point of view, is that possible as well?
It is, yeah. So we've got a large database of people who are interested in testing. A lot of testing takes place in London and in Peterborough, basically mainly because we've got offices there, but we also do some testing across the country, and we also do online testing, and we ask people to fill in surveys online. So when people are interested, we ask them some details just to make sure that we can contact them then for any projects that are relevant to them. So if somebody is not a Braille reader, we then won't invite them to testing any products that are Braille related, for example. So we do ask some questions what people are interested in. We ask some questions about their sight level, and then we can invite them to take part in relevant projects.
Fantastic. Sabine Croxford, Inclusive Design Manager at RNIB. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.